Father, we thank you for your being with us in this time where we wish to celebrate your son, Jesus. We appreciate you so very much. Thank you for joining in our musical prayers. We pray that you feel what we want you to sense is we want to glorify you, we want to honor you, and now we want to hear from your teacher, the Holy Spirit. So speak into our hearts. Help us to become more and more the kids that you want us to be in your Son. So these things we ask, Father, in Christ's name. Amen. So I hope you have your message notes out. We're going to complete our series that we started 4 weeks ago, Five Reasons to Have Hope, as we enter into the year 2022. During my DPE on one of the days this week, I was going through Ephesians, and chapter 2 and verse 10 became important to my reading. So I read it again and again aloud that I would hear the expressed word of God being spoken to me. And it was there that the Apostle Paul, under the wonderful inspiration of the Holy Spirit, said this: "For we are his workmanship." I began thinking, Kathy and I are his workmanship. And then I got to thinking about you. We, do you understand? You and I, together, as we stand in Christ Jesus, we are his workmanship, his poema. Poema, it speaks about being the creation of someone. We are the product of our Heavenly Father's creation. We are over and above the Leonardo da Vinci's. We are his masterpieces, family. That's what he intended you to be from the moment that you confessed your understanding, being a sinner who needs the Savior, our Redeemer, Jesus. It is because of our confession and repentance, the receiving of his grace, his favor upon our lives, that you and I have entered into being not mediocre individuals in this world, but he chose us in Christ to be his own. You are exceedingly precious to our Heavenly Father. It makes you rich in Christ. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, before you were, before I was, plus, plus. Before we were, he created us in Christ Jesus, that we should walk in these things that he has created us to be. Now, many of you did those things in 2021, and he is very pleased. Some of you missed out because you let, things like the past grab you. You let people that possibly have already passed away, or they've moved to the other side of the country. You've let people who have hurt you in the past control you in 2021. I want to tell you, I know what it's like. I've done it myself in the way past, but it's foolish, family, to let those in the past control us today, this morning, to let them occupy any of our thinking today or going into the future. Tomorrow, you're special. You are God's masterpiece. So when you get up in the morning and I ask you to put hope on your mirror and to think about being hopeful and optimistic and positive and encouraged, I want you to also put up there, I'm a masterpiece. You may not feel like it, but that's okay. Don't trust those particular feelings, because feelings are that. They're yours. They're real. And you may feel they're saying something. But if they're saying something different that your Heavenly Father says about you, then they're wrong. They're very wrong. And you need to dismiss them. You need to let the exterminator come in and kill the what? The automatic negative thoughts, right? They need to go. They have no place in your life, and they have no place in mine. I'm to look to Him and trust in our Lord Jesus. So if we will allow for Him to meet us in the morning, when we first get up and the hair is boing, and you're still feeling tired, and your Kathy has yet to come in and be just bouncing all over the place, being so happy, you look at that mirror and you remember hope. You remember hope. That's what I do. That's the way I can greet Kathy in the morning when she comes in, being a Tigger, meeting her Eeyore. And it just, you know, she's bouncy, bouncy, bouncy. Even when she has a sore throat, she has had a sore throat the last few days, but she's still bouncy, bouncy, bouncy. So family, I can't encourage you more than leaving this particular series that we've been in. One of the nicest series the Holy Spirit's revealed to me in many years as we go into this new year that could mean dire straits for some of us. It could be the potentially, humanly speaking, the worst year. But that gives it the opportunity to be the finest year that you will have, because you enter into that deep personal experience with the Lord more often. I'm hoping every day. And that'll be a significant habitual change that'll move towards changing that hardening of the wrong attitudes to giving you flexible attitudes that are just filled with, my goodness, I actually have the fruit of the Spirit in me. This is really a challenge that lies ahead of myself and my family. But here I am, filled with hope. Here I am, and I sense the Lord's love even in the midst of this challenging time. And He's given me that wonderful joy. And I know now where it comes from. It doesn't come from my own fleshly heart, it comes from my Heavenly Father through His Holy Spirit who is with me. It's a beautiful thing. If we take the Word of God to heart, we make it our own, and then we make it into an action step and own it ourselves. So I'm praying that each of you are going to have that positive mental and spiritual attitude going forward into this brand new year. Let's not have the old attitudes if they were negative. He is positive. So let us go forward with Him being that one who designed us to accomplish much going into this new year for His sake. He is the one that engineered us for success this year, not failure. But remember, there will be failures this year, but it's not a condition that is mandatory to stay in. One of the beautiful things about failure is we learn from them and then go forward. Don't stay in the failure. It's just not. It has no value other than what it taught you. Now go forward, because you need to remember that you have the seeds of greatness in you. There is no one greater than God, the Holy Spirit. No one. God is the greatest person. I hate to call him the greatest thing, because he's not a thing, he's a person. And he belongs to you. More importantly, you belong to him. In your message notes, if you would turn to page 3, you will notice in there, towards the bottom of the page, it says, Father God has, and a blank. You need to put the number 3 in front of Father God, okay? Put the number 3. Then as you turn to page 4, you will see a number 3 in front of another Father God. I want you to change that, if you would, to the number 4. And then at the bottom, towards the bottom of the page, obviously, that one becomes number 5, because we have 5 reasons that you should have hope as we go into the year 2020. We've looked at number 1, this unshakable truth is that Father God chose you before we chose him. Out of all the people in the world, think about it. Think of all the people out there presently who, if they stay in their present spiritual condition, they will go to hell. But you're not going to hell, you who have been born again. You who are the new creations in Christ Jesus, those masterpieces. The second thing we learn is that Father God always treats us with mercy. None of us have ever, nor will we be able to earn it. But he chose you out of the world to be his son, to be his daughter, to be his prized possession, to be his holy priesthood, and to be part of his nation that he is putting together. You're going to be and are already spiritually all these things. But mercy is something we don't deserve. We don't deserve to be forgiven for our sins. But nonetheless, he decided he wanted to forgive each and every one of you and me. And he's not holding back on any of the sins. He will not ever throw these sins in your face. The one who will is the evil one. And you can do the same thing in the flesh. So just don't. Let what he has accomplished stand, because that's the truth of the matter, however you may feel about it. For years I thought, how can he forgive me for this or that? Because he can. He's God. And he chose to. And he has. So this morning we're going to pick up with the third unshakable truth. Father God has secured our future. Father God has secured our future. I'd like you, if you would, to say, Father God has secured my future. Would you say that aloud? Father God has secured my future. No, I meant you to say Ron's future. Father God has secured my future. Own it. It's a fact. It's taken place. That should be part of your having this positive way of entering into each new day with a positive mental, spiritual attitude. He's secured your future. It's done. He's not going to unsecure it. Ever. Once he's given it to you. If you're a believer, you do not need to worry about your eternal destiny. If you're an unbeliever, unfortunately, you don't have to worry about it, but you should worry about your eternal destiny if you remain in sin. And Jesus Christ remains not your Lord and Savior. But understand, he stands at the door, so to speak, and he wants to be your Savior. Because when he went to the cross and there suffered for humankind's sin, he suffered for you so that you could also be adopted to be his brother or his sister, so that you could be part of his father's family. No matter what else changes in 2022, your eternity will only shift if you're an unbeliever. Shift from being unbelieving to believing and having received him as your Lord and Savior. But for you who are in Christ, your eternity isn't going to shift one inch. Even an eighth of an inch, it's not going to shift. One little bit. Peter writes, if you look at your notes, here in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, the Holy Spirit wells up within Peter, and he speaks this to Peter and now to us this morning. Now we live in the hope. We live in hopefulness. We live in optimism and positivity and encouragement. We live in a hope of eternal life because Christ rose again from the dead. This hope, as I have said each week, is not GI hope. So it is a secured hope. It has already taken place in God's mind. It is for certain, this hope. And God has reserved for his children. After that word, for, would you write your first name? Write your first name in there. Tanner, write your name in there. Barbara, write your name in there. Gary, write your name in there. Carolina, Vicky, write your names in there. Francis, you're not writing. And God has reserved for all of you who are in Christ the priceless gift of eternal life. That has become so commonplace and mediocre in the lives of Christians across America. I'm saved. I am saved is what I should be saying. When we sing that song and we get to that point, you know, when I'm walking around in heaven, you know, hallelujah. It should be that, not a cliche that gets tacked on to the end of a Christian phrase. It should be hallelujah. I am a son. I am a daughter of the Most High God. I have this priceless. There is no price one can pay other than what Jesus did. The Son of God did this. He made it possible for me to have eternal life. It is kept in heaven for. Put your first name there after the word for. It is kept in heaven for, believe it or not, Ron. Pure and undefiled, beyond the reach of change and decay. That's its promise to you. And it should make you wonderfully thrilled. That should make you hopeful, optimistic, positive, encouraged. It should bring all these things into your life. Not these negatives. Not the negatives. You have a reservation in heaven that can never, never, you know, people say never. Well, I can say never in this based on the authoritative word of God. You have a reservation in heaven that can never be canceled. Amen. In the year 2022 or any year going forward. It will not be changed. The fact is this, here's your fill-in. Abba has written the final chapter of your life. You know that? Now don't get worried if you're afraid that, well, today's my day of dying or something. Oh, what a glorious thing to be in heaven today. But Abba has written the final chapter of your life, and you win. You win. Get it? Good, good. So as you move into the new year, remember, I cannot be perfect except in Christ. I cannot be perfect so long as I walk around in the flesh. But I am perfect in Christ. And whatever I mess up with in the coming year, it is not a permanent condition. My permanent condition is that I am in the family of God. I am and will remain forever so his son, and others of you, daughters. We are blessed beyond imagination. The fourth promise that is unshakable. Father God's power will protect us. Father God's power. He is all powerful. He's not just all knowing and ever present. He is all powerful. My goodness, you look around and you see these hills. I mean, he made them, you know, the shapes and the shadows and the colors and all those kinds of things that just, for me, it's like, wow. I mean, we had, some of you may have heard the name David Mann. He headed up our missionary endeavors for, I think, the last 37 years. I think he started when I did in the home office. Well, he's retiring in June, and his replacement came out and visited with the staff. He has, as one of the staff members said, two first names for his name, Joe John. And when he came into the office, he was looking at the mountains there, and he said, "You have such beautiful mountains." And people might say, "Those dirty brown mountains?" Yeah, I love those dirty brown mountains. You know, when I flew home from Alaska, I came home on leave, and I was flying in this KC-135. That's a jet refueler. But back in those days, it was a 707 that had been converted. And so I was laying down in the boom operator's nest. That's the guy that's going to send out that long snorkel to aircraft aloft and plug it in and pump fuel. And so I was laying down there. That wasn't my job. I'm on leave and I'm just getting a hop home. And we're flying in the March Air Force Base, which was still an Air Force Base then. Now I think it's an Air National Guard base, maybe, out in Riverside. And as we're flying home, all we see is snow-covered peaks. Snow, snow. And you know what I think of snow. And I'm convinced that everybody has it wrong, that hell is really filled with snow. And so anyway, it's just all this snow, but finally we're coming into California. Oh, my dirty brown mountains. I was so happy to see dirty brown mountains. Why did I go down that rabbit trail? I don't know. It's the plus plus, I guess. So Peter, he goes on and he writes in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3, and this is from the New Living Translation. And he says, all honor to God. All honor to God. At the end of the day, does the Holy Spirit ever have you kind of go over and think about the things, well, I did this well and I did that well? You know, you just gather those things together as I've encouraged you in the past and make them a lovely bouquet and give them to the Lord. Father, I couldn't have done those things as well as they were done if it hadn't been for you helping me during the day. But all honor, we're to give him all honor, the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. For it is his boundless mercy, not giving us the things we do deserve in a negative sense, but giving us what we don't deserve, because he's the positive one. He does the things that are right and pure and good. And for it is his boundless mercy that has given us, you can put your name in there too, has given Kelly, has given Chris, has given Eugene. He's given us the privilege of being born again, born from on high, so that we are now members of God's own family. The privilege of being in his family. And to be quite honest, as I've talked with Christians, even pastors, it's like very little thought is ever given that he's given me the privilege. Privilege. Who is such a good satanic son, he's given me the privilege because he has saved me. He chose me. He was merciful to me. He had decided he was going to give me a new future that is secure. He's given me through his boundless mercy that has been given to us the privilege of being born again. Our sinful condition put us in a hopeless condition. And he has changed that. He's changed that because he loves you so very much to make us members of his family. The fact is this, and here's your fill-in. The more we understand grace, this unmerited, undeserved favor, the more we understand this gift, grace, his favor, the more it amazes us. If you really think about it, it is completely undeserved and unmerited. Completely. The truth is, God always treats us with this mercy, as we were taught earlier. He gives us hope. He gives us hopefulness, optimism, reasons to be positive, encouraged, even when we blow it. When you fail, Abba does not get mad at you. He doesn't stand there waiting at the door for you to get home and going to give it to you. Or however else you've had someone in authority speak to you in a harsh way. Abba doesn't get mad at you. Because, as I said earlier, failure is not a permanent condition. He always acts with mercy toward you. I thought I'd already preached that, and I had. Why did I flip that page? Well, this is when you start thinking about a new pastor, when the plus plus becomes a third plus. He preached the same message 3 Sundays in a row. What I will say when I get there is this. When you start doing what I said 3 weeks ago, I'll stop preaching that message. Okay? So, Peter describes it like this in 1 Peter 1:4 from the Living Bible. Through your faith, God is protecting, that is, he's guarding. It's a military term. He's standing there and he's guarding you by his power until you receive this salvation, which is ready to be revealed on the last day for all to see. It'll be like I've shared with most of you in the past. When people found out that I'd become a police officer at my 10-year reunion, they were shocked. Your activities in high school did not qualify you to be a police officer. They qualified you to be taken away by police officers. And then at the 20-year, you're a pastor? It's amazing. But our God is amazing, because one day we're all going to be surprised as to who is and who is not in heaven. Sometimes even the most spiritually mature feel helpless and powerless. But, fact, when Abba is in your life, he has mighty power to help you. Those challenges that you're already facing, remember, he already has his mighty power right up front to help you. His power is bigger than anything you will face this year. Or next, or any time in your lifetime here. In fact, when you meet a significant challenge, and I already know a few of you are in the midst of significant challenges, I want you to go back. Usually I don't want you to look in the review mirror, but look in the little side view mirror and remember how he met you in that challenge in the past, and how he saw you through it. And here you are, and it's way back there. And you don't even remember all the details of it anymore. The fact is, he has mighty power to help you. The fifth and last unshakable promise: Father God is preparing us for eternity. He's preparing each and every one of us for eternity. Everybody that has ever been born will enter into eternity. The question is, what is our destination? when you really understand this truth, that he's preparing us for eternity, it will change everything about how you deal with the challenges, the difficulties that come your way in this new year. Abba is using everything in your life, the good, the not so good, and the darn right ugly. And he's going to use it to prepare you for eternity. Peter described this so powerfully in 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 6 and 7. He said, so be truly glad. Be truly glad. Now remember, the people to whom he wrote this letter in the beginning are people of the diaspora. They've been kicked out of Israel and they've gone all over Asia Minor and portions of the Mediterranean, Roman Empire. They've lost much of what they had in Israel. Some lost everything. Some have gone to prison. Some have lost loved ones who have been killed because of their faith. And he tells them, so be truly glad. Ron, Kathy, be glad because I took Ronnie to be with me. Be glad, Ron, that I took you out of your former career and gave you the one I wanted you to be in. Be glad that you have two daughters and you have five granddaughters and two grandsons. One of them jumped out of a perfectly good airplane yesterday. I wonder if he's going to go into the Air Force and become a... Maybe not. Better things for him. So be truly glad. Be grateful. Be loving. Have a loving attitude daily. It's one way to look at glad. Grateful, loving attitude daily. Be truly glad. He's called us to this. He's called us to this positive way of looking at life because he is in charge and we are his kids and he loves us. He loves us. And he only allows those things into our life that are going to make us grow spiritually. There is a wonderful joy ahead, he says. Even though you must endure many trials for a little while, you who are coming up on a trial, you'll find out about it tomorrow. Those of you that found out about your trial last week, there's wonderful joy ahead. It is a joy that is supernatural. It is eternal. And it only comes into our lives when we are facing such things as trials and temptations. Your wonderful Heavenly Father, your daddy, comes to be with you in a very special way if you meet him in that deep personal experience, that gnosko time, that time of intimacy with your Savior. These trials will show that your faith is genuine, that your faith is genuine. When Kathy and I had to go through 3 years of waiting upon the Lord as to put me back together again because of my injuries as a law enforcement officer, we had to trust him. No, there was no one coming to our rescue but him. But for 3 years, I didn't work. And neither did calf. But he took care of us. And our faith grew enormously. These trials will show that your faith is genuine. It is being tested as fire tests and purifies gold. Through your faith, though your faith is far more precious than mere gold, I had no idea that at the end of 3 years of law enforcement, I would subject myself to 3 years of seminary. And Kathy would remind me again that she was going to marry someone in full-time ministry. Not at the time we got married, though. Peter described this so powerfully in this verse that we just looked at. The fact is, you will certainly have trials this year. I wish it weren't so on the one hand, but you know, if everything went well all the time, we wouldn't appreciate it. We would not appreciate it. You will certainly have trials this year. You may have a more difficult year than 2021. But 1 Peter chapter 1 reminds us that our trials are temporary. Temporary. They will pass one day. In the meantime, these trials will help each of us to grow spiritually. They will test your faith. Some may test you significantly, but yet they will strengthen you. You will be better because of them. Don't act like the non-Christian and allow them to be. That what makes you bitter. Let them make you better. Our Heavenly Father intended them for a reason in our life. He either brought it into your life or he allowed it. But he chose us to be in his family. He chose us to be close to him. He promises to always extend mercy to us throughout this life on earth and in the next. Father God has secured our future. He protects us with his own power, and he is preparing us to be with him in heaven. So family, I pray that you will adopt these five unshakable truths, that you go back over them. If necessary, you'll go to the website, and that you will go back over and let the messages sink in, especially if you find yourself approaching a challenge that I don't suggest you go through it in the flesh, but with the Lord. And then remember that as the challenge comes, you have been put together in such a way by your Heavenly Father that you are to accomplish, engineer, the things that will bring him glory and yourself will be brought to many spiritual successes in the coming year. Adopt the promises, bring them to mind as you are challenged, and as you go through them, you will be amazed at yourself and at your relationship, how it has grown with the Lord Jesus Christ. And as your DPEs expand and become deeper, you are going to sense the strength of what your Father is going to one day say to you, to where you can hear him audibly, but now you can hear him in your spirit saying, follow these things, make them real in your life, and you will be able to understand him saying, this is my son, in whom I'm well pleased. Enter into the kingdom of your master. This is my daughter, in whom I am well pleased. Enter into the kingdom. Remember these things. They're all for your benefit. The challenges are not there to destroy you. They're to help us walk with Christ at a deeper level. Here. Now. Get it? Good. Let's pray. Abba, thank you for these five promises that you have laid out for us here at the very beginning of a brand new year. Thank you for wanting to spend as much time as we can allow ourselves to spend with you. Thank you for the depth of your love for each and every one of us. Thank you that you won't let our failing in the past or in the present mar our future, because it's not a condition that you will leave us in, but that you will raise us up as men and women, boys and girls, sons and daughters, priests, wonderful prized possessions, masterpieces, each one of us are very special to you. And we appreciate your calling us out and helping us to understand these things. So may we go forward as men and women and sons and daughters of yours and make much of you. To those who still need to hear, and may we make ourselves a part of your plethora of ministries that you offer to your kids to participate in, to bring you glory and to bring you honor. Father, thank you. Thank you for meeting with us here today. Now may we submit ourselves in fullness to you. How we long to hear you say, well done, good and faithful son, daughter, well done, good and faithful servant. I'm looking forward to the moment you enter into my rest. for it's in Christ we are blessed and thank you. Amen.